In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. In the last hour, we listened to the pioneering jazz orchestra of Duke Ellington. Large jazz ensembles, such as Ellington's, soon to be known as big bands, evolved through the 1920s with significant innovations led by band leaders Fletcher Henderson, Benny Carter, Jimmy Lunsford, and Don Redman, and arrangers Carter, Redman, Edgar Sampson, and Cy Oliver. By the mid-1930s, big bands dominated popular music. Multi-reed player Don Redman joined Fletcher Henderson in 1923 and rapidly became the chief arranger and author of the famous Henderson sound that celebrated the interplay of four units: reeds, trumpets, trombones, and rhythm. Redman was arranging for Henderson when Louis Armstrong arrived and shook up the band. According to Gary Giddens and Scott DeVoe, the standard had been raised, and no one understood that better than Redman, who later acknowledged that he changed his orchestration style to accommodate Armstrong's daring. Redman's writing began to take on a commanding directness and sharper rhythmic gait. Nor was his fanciful use of breaks and popular melodies lost on Armstrong, who employed them in the Hot Five sessions he initiated after his year with Henderson. Let's listen to Dicty Blues by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1923. Ted Gioia writes, "Redman's arrangement of Dicty Blues from the summer of 1923 already captures the essential quality of the new style, namely the grouping of reed and brass instruments into separate sections and their use as foils for each other." We'll follow Dicty Blues with Henderson's Stomp from 1926. Again, Ted Gioia. The Henderson Stomp of 1926 finds Redman experimenting with the structures of Harlem Stride. The performance features Fats Waller on piano, who apparently wrote the composition, and tapping the inherent percussive and orchestral qualities of that idiom. And finally, we'll hear Tozo from Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra in 1927. Thank you. Numbers arranged by Don Redman for Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, the Dicty Blues, the Henderson Stomp, and Tozo. Of Tozo, Ted Gioia writes, "By the time of Tozo, recorded in January 1927, Redman's style is almost fully formed. The written parts, with their assured command of polyrhythms and instrumental textures, are as compelling as the solos." As the country began to crawl out of the Great Depression, a brash new young people's music arose as a prompt for dancing. Jazz became the nation's popular music, with Fletcher Henderson leading the way. Giddens and DeVoe write, "His gift for rhythmic swing and melodic simplicity was so infectious that his music became the standard for numerous swing arrangers." Next we'll hear Wrapping It Up, The Lindy Glide by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. A virtual roadmap for swing arranging, punchy call-and-response passages lead to unison passages that restate the themes, flanking virtuoso solo work. Note Red Allen's fiery trumpet solo in the company of darting saxophones. This was one of many arrangements that Henderson sold to the struggling Benny Goodman Band, forming the background of his sound. And we'll follow Wrapping It Up with Blue Lou from 1936, composed by Edgar Sampson, also a primary composer for Chick Webb at the time. Blue Lou follows a four-beat groove ideal for dancing, as the band's retooled to compete for attention in the leading urban ballrooms. Thank you. Tunes from Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from the mid-1930s, Wrapping It Up, The Lindy Glide, and Blue Lou. In 1927, Don Redman left the Henderson Band just as Benny Carter joined. A multi-instrumentalist, Carter was, with Johnny Hodges, the most influential alto sax player of his generation. He also assumed a big part in the arranging duties for Henderson. We'll return with the music of Benny Carter, Jimmy Lunsford, and Don Redman when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment. ¶¶ Welcome back to Jazz at 100, where we're listening to the birth of the big bands. Ted Gioia writes, in his History of Jazz, as early as his 1930 arrangement of Keep a Song in Your Soul, Carter revealed a knack for scoring syncopated section work to rival Redman's, and his block chord writing of four saxophones in Symphony and Riffs, Lonesome Nights, and Devil's Holiday from 1933 foreshadowed a signature sound of the swing era. Let's hear those selections. Benny Carter's arrangement for the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, Keep a Song in Your Soul from 1930, followed by Benny Carter's work with his own orchestra in 1933, Symphony and Riffs, Lonesome Nights, and Devil's Holiday. Thank you. Four selections featuring the arranging of Benny Carter: Keep a Song in Your Soul, Symphony in Riffs, Lonesome Nights, and Devil's Holiday. We'll return with the music of Jimmy Lunsford and Don Redman when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment. Welcome back to Jazz at 100, where we're listening to the birth of the big bands. Turning now to Jimmy Lunsford. The Lunsford Band was driven by arrangements by Cy Oliver, whose later work for Tommy Dorsey was almost as influential as Fletcher Henderson's arrangements for Benny Goodman in defining the swing era. Giddens and DeVoe write, "Oliver was largely responsible for the band's signature sound, which involved a two-beat feel with across-the-board harmonizing of instruments, rather than the usual call-and-response sectional divisions." Let's listen to two selections from Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, starting with Organ Grinder's Swing from 1936. According to Gary Giddens, the outstanding arrangement is Oliver's transformation of Organ Grinder's Swing into an off-the-wall fantasy in which colors change every 8 measures, from growl trumpet to vamping baritone sax to celeste and woodblocks to guitar and clarinet and so forth. And we'll follow Organ Grinder's Swing with For Dancers Only. In For Dancers Only, another huge hit, Oliver bypassed the generic 32-bar song form in favor of an 8-bar chorus that is unceasingly altered, with unison stutter phrasing, high note trumpet by Paul Webster, dramatic drumming, and mounting riffs that heighten the tension throughout.
Thank you.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra doing Organ Grinder Swing from 1936 and For Dancers Only from 1937. One final selection from Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, Tain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. Trummy Young, the trombonist, vocalist, and co-composer with Cy Oliver, was one of those characteristic journeyman players who populated bands throughout the history of jazz. Young recorded with bands led by Earl Hines, Jimmy Lunsford, Teddy Wilson with Billie Holiday, Billy Eckstein, Mary Lou Williams, Dizzy Gillespie, and Oscar Pettiford over the next 20 years before settling in with Louis Armstrong's small group, the All-Stars, in the mid-50s. Giddens and DeVoe write, Young's hip, understated delivery with its subtle swoops and sideways slips into speech matches the intent of the words, Tain't what you do, it's the way that you do it.
About 3:30, my daddy said, son, come here to me. Says things may come and things may go, but this is one thing you ought to know.
Tain't what you do,
it's the way hot you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the way hot you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the way hot you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Mama, mama,
tain't what you do,
it's the time that you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the time that you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the time that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Oh,
you can try hard, don't mean a thing.
Don't mean a thing.
Take it easy,
greasy.
Then you dive the swing. Oh, and tain't what you do,
it's the place that you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the place that you do it.
Tain't what you do,
it's the place that you do it.
That's what gets me so.
Return to the music of Don Redman. Master composer, arranger, Don Redman contributed to swinging hits for Whiteman, Basie, Ellington, Dorsey, Harry James, and others. In 1927, he took over as musical director for the Detroit band McKinney's Cotton Pickers. In 1931, he formed his own orchestra, and Benny Carter took over the Cotton Pickers. Let's listen to I Found a New Baby by McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1929, and Chant of the Weed by Don Redman and his orchestra, 1931.
Thank you. I found a new girl. My first great baby got my brain in a whirl. Oh, her new kind of loving is all that I crave. Her new turtle dovin' has simply made me her slave. Oh, what a mix with a kiss full of bliss and then I bow. She's got a mean child right, she tells me lies. Then somehow I found a new baby, I just had to fall. I found a new baby, she's a new kind of baby, that's all.
Was I Found a New Baby by McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1929, followed by Chant of the Weed by Don Redman and his orchestra from 1931. One final selection from Don Redman and his orchestra, How Am I Doin', from 1931. from 1932.
She'll take a chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, when a band would play, you know Miss Sadie get on that floor. Boy, and this is what she'd say.
What'd she say, Don?
How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twat, twat. Oh, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. Say, I'll admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be best until best come round. How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twat, twat. I'm asking you, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twat, twat. Oh, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. Now, I'm not bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do good. How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Mm-hmm. How am I doing? Tweet, 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 nyan, 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 nyan. Oh, how am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Oh, gee, baby, oh, sure. Now, I only meant to do a little bit. You done made me like it, and I just can't quit. How am I doing?
Hey, hey.
Tweet, 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 twa, twa.
Finish our survey of the music of Don Redman with How Am I Doin' from Don Redman and his orchestra in 1932. In his own band, Redman blended swingin' solos into tight ensemble passages, all punctuated by his dry hip patter. In the next hour, we'll turn to an emerging center of jazz as we move into the 1930s, Kansas City. We'll hear the music of Pete Johnson and Joe Turner, Andy Kirk with Mary Lou Williams, Benny Moten, Count Basie, and we'll get our first taste of Lester Young. You've been listening to Jazz at 100, the history of 100 years of jazz recordings produced by WTJU Charlottesville and funded in part through a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. For more information, playlists, and resources, go to wtju.net/jazz100. As we complete the 10th program in this series, I'd like to thank Louis Reinig for his significant production guidance. This is your host, Russell Perry.